There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
Yeah, it's all about random act of kindness and letting everybody know what you did it.
That's so icky.
Why?
I feel icky if you do something nice for somebody and you post it on Facebook. That
right.
just screams like, ooh, look at me. I'm a nice person. Validate me.
Okay, so you go to Facebook, you click, you know, what do you want to say? And then you click on, ooh, look at me. I'm this. No, you don't do it like that.
Well, that's pretty much what you're doing if you're like, oh, look at how nice I am because I did this random act of kindness.
But you're not saying, oh, look how great I am. You're
but that's
saying,
pretty much what it's saying.
I was so
that's
moved.
Code.
Yeah, but you're saying I was moved to do because a random act of kindness happened to me. I'm going to do a random act of I did this random act of kindness and paid forward. You could change the world, Sandy, with one post on Facebook. You could change the world.
If you notice somebody doing a random act of kindness to someone else, sure, post that. That's beautiful. Look at what I witnessed today. That's awesome.
Mm.
If you notice somebody doing something nice for you, oh my gosh, look at how wonderful this person is. They did this for me. Fine, go for it. Now when you're like boasting about your own personal random act of kindness,
you
that's
know,
where it turns into jerk territory.
I'm going to be diplomatic, Sandy. The words you use, the words you are choosing, your rhetoric that you are spewing is an attempt to sway the jury.
Well, yeah, that's what this is, right? You try to convince them that it's justified. I try to convince them that it's jerk.
It is. It is justified, and you think it's jerk.
Yeah.
222 Buzz, jerk or justified to, you know, to send out a post on Facebook for a random act of kindness that you did. What do you think?
Jerk.
Donzo.
It's a jerk.
Why?
If you do some random act of kindness, you do it because you want to, not, look at me, I'm special.
Dare you. Yeah, oh, Don, I love you right now.
Okay, I get your point, and I respect your point, but if you look at it this way.
Okay.
You've done something nice.
So politically correct.
And me, I do respect your opinion.
Yeah, okay.
Even if we differ. I think it's justified because you can actually do something nice and promote it, publicize it. And maybe they, that person that reads it, will be inspired to do something nice also. That's why I think it's valid. I think it's justified.
Well, then it would go the same, the opposite way. The person you did the random act of kindness for should be so moved to do something else, something special for somebody
there
else, without, oh, look. Anybody
right.
get pictures of me? Did anybody get a photo?
Right.
Put it on Facebook. I just bought this guy a cup of coffee.
Yeah, no, make sure there's a nice filter on it. The whole point of random act of kindness is just that. So it kind of quietly trickles on to the next person.
Yeah, and you do it because you want to, not because you're seeking attention and validation from other people.
Well, when you get a four-pack from a seven-year-old, four-pack of beer from a seven-year-old.
I need a neighbor like that.
I know. Right?
I know. Everybody needs them as a neighbor. They're so
I can't
wonderful.
Get a bottle of water sometimes.
Thanks, Donzo. What do you say? 222-BUZZ, 222-2899. To actually put on Facebook that you did a nice thing for someone.
Yeah, to post your random act of kindness for everyone to see what a great person you are.
Call's coming in, 222-2899. We'll do them next in the Buzz.
In the criminal justice system, judgment-based offenses are considered especially heinous. In Rochester, New York, the dedicated radio hosts who investigate these vicious crimes are members of an elite squad known as the Breakfast Buzz. These are their stories.
You're calling 222-2899. 222-BUZZ is the number for Jerk or Justified for a Judgment Zone.
We have to agree. We're going to agree by the end of, let's say, this
break.
We are going to come to an agreement if this is Jerk or Justified.
Yeah.
So the full story, if you're just joining us in court, my kind neighbors, they are so sweet. They often will have their kids, or every once in a while, they'll have their kids do these random acts of kindness. Okay, wonderful. So it was a funny sight to see, though. The little seven-year-old with his face mask coming up to me on the front porch and handing me a four-pack of beer.
Did you ask him where the other two was? Did he drink it along the way? And did he recycle the cans?
He was so cute. But anyhow, slightly awkward because of the state that we're in. I didn't know how close to get to him. I wasn't wearing my face, but whatever.
Did you leave it on the porch, honey?
I know. I reached out because I wasn't wearing my face mask.
Uh-huh.
So I was like I put my hand over my face and I'm like, thank you. And anyhow, so then we got to talking, okay, now what do I do? Do I reciprocate and give the family something nice? Do I pay it forward? And Scott then brings up, well, yeah, pay it forward, mm-hmm. do a random act of kindness, yeah. and make sure you post about it.
Yes. Now, see, make sure you post about it.
Right there.
Yeah.
Right there is what's on trial. To post about the random act of kindness.
Everybody likes random acts of kindness. We love seeing them on the internet. For instance, on Twitter, take a listen.
Okay.
This happened in Halifax, Canada.
Okay. 222-2899, by the way.
Police officer pulls over a lady.
Mm-hmm. Take a listen. Hey, good afternoon, man. My name is Officer Warner with Halifax Police Department. Are you aware of why I pulled you over today?
No.
Are you familiar with vehicle code 1739? Well, it's actually against the law to drive on a hot day without an ice cream cone. Halifax Police Department, we're just making sure that everybody's following all the laws today and are driving with ice cream cones.
They're handing out ice cream, pulling people over, handing out ice cream cones. And that was put online, and that was a random act of kindness.
Okay.
And that, why I say, my evidence is presented that it's justified.
Okay, who posted that? The police department or the people who received it?
Yeah, the Halifax Police Department.
I'd hate to call a police officer jerk, but they're jerks.
No.
You can't be the one to post it. Like, if you do the random act of kindness, mm-hmm. I get it. We all want happiness on Facebook. We all crave that sweet moment on Facebook. But you can't be the one to post it. It needs to be somebody else posting it about you.
If it doesn't get posted, then nobody will know about it. That's why you
that's what pay it forward means.
A good deed, a random act of content, a pay it, it doesn't matter what you call it. If you do something nice for someone, you should tell everybody. 79,900 views on this,
okay,
by the way.
Okay, all right. I'm going to take Liz's comment on our Facebook page. And you can comment on Facebook or you can call us 222-2899 if this is jerk or justified. But Liz said, jerk. Stay humble. If you're doing something out of the kindness of your heart, you should not need praise from other people.
It's not that you want praise.
Well, then why else are you posting it?
To show that you've done something nice and it feels good when people see that you've done something nice.
It
makes you feel good.
It makes you feel like you're a good person. So you're obviously trying to cover up for the real bad person that you are.
You missed it. It makes me feel good when I see that someone posted that they did something nice. It makes me feel good.
Yeah, but you can't. Anybody else can post it but the person who's actually conducting the random act.
222-BUZZ. 222-2899.
So far, the verdict is, so far in the case, and we still got a little bit of time here, jerk. So far. Now, if you can get some people to call up and say it's justified.
Uh-huh. I see, Danielle. In these days and times, justified, it says on our Facebook page. Social media is full of negativity, and it's nice to see there are still nice people on the planet. I can appreciate a nice feel-good story these days. Justified.
You can't be the one to post it, though. You can't be the one to say, oh, look at what I did. You do that to your boss so you can get a raise, and so your boss recognizes the good things that you do. But for everybody else, social media, when you do a pay it forward, that means that you're just a good person who just loves to be nice to people. Look at Rob's meme is funny. Don't mind me. I'm just fishing for attention. It's exactly what you're doing. All right, are we going to do the last call or the last Facebook post?
Well, let's take
a
call and let's see what's going on here. Hi, the Buzz, good morning. Is it jerk or is it justified?
It's justified.
Ow.
Oh, you just evened it out now.
Yeah. And explain to Sandy why.
I'd have to say that people need to see, just like you said, Scott, people need to see the nice things that go on in the world. Maybe it'll motivate them to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Show the kindness. Show the love.
But wouldn't you want to see it from, like in the case that the officers gave the ice cream cone, the people who received the ice cream cone should have been the ones to post. Not, oh, look at me, what I'm doing.
Everybody should do it.
Yeah.
Everybody should do it.
Thank you.
All right. So you just tied this up.
Okay.
Are we going to go for a caller, yeah. Scotty, for the tiebreaker or a Facebook post?
A caller. We have a caller ready to go.
Okay.
Okay. So, hi, The Buzz. Who's this? What's your first name?
James.
James, is it jerk or justified to, you know, to post a
random
act of kindness?
I think it's justified with all the garbage that's on Facebook and the negativity that people want to post. You post something good, it makes people feel good.
Darn it. We should have went with a Facebook post. The last Facebook post would have been on my side.
Oh, your side, Lawson. The justified wins. Justified. Thanks, James.
Justified. You get your validation, people.
Justified. Well, now go out, do something nice, and post it. See if we can change the world. Come on.
In the criminal justice system.
Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of The Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
What a beautiful morning, huh? 99 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters. Been hanging around for 20 years together. Longest morning radio broadcast in Rochester right now. God,
I know.
Feels
We're
good.
The longest running team.
Yeah.
Just you and me, kid.
There's no I in team there.
Some others on the team have come and gone.
Yes, they have. But we've
But us, been. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
All right, so if you're a pet owner... And there's a lot of pet owners who do this one thing. And I don't know. Just know that we're judging you. Okay.
Mostly sunny, 82. Gorgeous day. Beautiful sunrise. Partly sunny, close to 80 tomorrow. Might get a little rain before the weekend, but then 4th of July is coming up this weekend. It's looking good, too. And so this conversation kind of started...
With the Judgment Zone.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Judgment Zone when I said, and it was ruled, I still don't understand the ruling people. I don't know if you were having a weird day when you called up and said that this was a jerk move, but I dumped out my brother-in-law's full can of beer because my dog, my mini schnauzer, went over and licked the beer.
Yeah.
I thought that was disgusting.
But
until
it was
all of
it was all real,
all of you
it was a real jerk.
And then this girl calls up, which totally threw me off. I thought this was a guy way of thinking, but then when she confessed this,
I got this piece of audio. Take a listen to what she said.
I'll feed him some food like off my fork and still use my fork.
Yeah,
if it was like my dog licked your fork, would you still put it in your mouth?
Well, apparently, when I was had a little too much to drink one time, I was feeding somebody else's dog yogurt and eating off the same spoon.
Yeah, so it happens. You feed your dog. Do you use the same fork when you feed your dog?
Here,
blunk.
No, do you? How many people do this? 2-2-2-2-8-9-9.
A lot of people do it. I'm sure. Call us up. I can't. I don't. There's a rule in the house. There's no people food because our dog
I can't.
Has no. You know what it results in? It results in a king size comforter with poop on it or puke.
Okay. All right.
And then a trip to the laundromat because it doesn't fit in the dryer.
All right. Let's say that they did eat people food. Would you? Like, are you bothered by it? Are you grossed out when you hear when that girl called up on the show in the Judgment Zone and said that? Did you even flinch? Did you judge her at all?
No.
Judge her in a nice way, by the way, people.
Sam used to be my dog. He was a medium-sized dog, and he would eat off my fork. I'd just be like, eat something. I'd get a piece of gristle on steak, and I just, just take it on the fork and just give it to him. He just,
so gross.
He was funny. He would go like this. He would use his teeth. He wouldn't even touch it. He's probably grossed out that I was.
Because he knows how disgusting it is.
He's probably grossed out that I was eating off it.
Yes, he probably was. Oh, God. When my dog licks my husband's face, oh, God. I'm like, that's it, honey. Until you wash up for the night, I'm not kissing you all day.
Maybe that's why lets the dog lick his face.
Oh, my God. That was hurtful.
Good tactic, Danger. I don't think it's a big deal, you know?
2-2-2-2-8-9-9. Where are you, pet owners who share your fork with your dog?
They're not going to call because they don't want to get shamed by you. It's a normal thing to do. You should try it sometime. It's liberating.
Okay. All right. So, no, I'm not going to try it sometime. It's not liberating.
It is liberating.
Walking around naked around the house is liberating.
Yeah.
Sharing the same plate with your dog is not.
A fork. You're not laying on the floor and eating it off the floor like you're with your dog. You're not sharing a plate. You're just giving your dog. You just share the utensil.
Okay. What about if you're sitting on the back patio and a fly, a little fruit fly,
yeah, like a
flies
bug.
Into your whatever drink.
Okay. You reach in, you scoop it out, and go
pink. You reach in with your dirty hands and scoop it out and bink?
Yeah.
Is that the quote? Is that the official quote?
Yeah. You take your index finger, you get it on your index finger, scoop it out, and just ping, fling it.
And what if you don't get it at first
You
attempt?
Get it at the second attempt.
That's disgusting. You dump out the whole entire coffee.
See, that's
or whatever
why,
you're drinking.
Had a buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
I let my dog eat off of my fork and spoon.
I like your little giggle laughter. Now,
why not?
What about a fruit fly flying into your drink? Do you just gulp the fruit fly down, or do you just reach your hand in and scoop it
out? No, I just dump it out.
Oh, good. Okay. Will you dump the whole cup of whatever you're drinking out, or just till it gets
the whole?
Oh.
All right. Okay, all right. Well, at least you have some sense of
what? Hygiene?
What's gross and not. Yeah, I don't know what the right word is. No, it's not hygiene.
I know.
She's probably a clean person.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
It's Spaziana and Sandy on the Buzz. I'm glad we solved that. Global warming is next. Van Morrison makes my day. 99 to Buzz. We play everything all the time. And there you
love
go.
It.
Yeah, man.
I love it.
It's Spaziana and Sandy. Good morning. It's coming up on 8. Real quick, 7:57. We see mostly sunny, 82 degrees. Last week, we had a lady on. We were talking about this. It was during the judgment zone, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Then it was about the beer and the dog licking the beer and dumping out the beer. But then she said this.
I'll feed him some food, like, off my fork and still use my fork.
Yeah.
If it was, like, my dog licked your fork, would you still put it in your mouth?
Well, apparently, when I had a little too much to drink one time, I was feeding somebody else's dog yogurt and eating off the same spoon.
Awesome.
And Scott used to do the same thing with his old dog.
Yeah.
How many of you do that? You share your fork with your dog.
Right.
And then we started talking about, too, if you're just joining the show, just a few minutes ago, Scotty and I were debating. Now, this is where we're really split. If a fruit fly flies into your drink, what do you do with that drink?
You scoop it out and finish the drink.
No. You toss the drink and start all over.
Calls at 222 Buzz. Morning.
Good morning.
Donzo.
My daughter, Ada, does it all the time.
She lets the dog eat off the fork?
Yep. Doesn't bother her at all.
Can you please stop Ada from doing that? Your job as a parent is
to sit
tell
back
her
and watch and just smile.
Yeah, make it. That's funny.
And as far as the bug, I just eat it. It's extra protein.
It
I don't
is.
Care.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. You don't just eat it. You say it like it's no big deal.
It's not.
It is.
If you had to go through survival training, you'd be surprised what you ate.
And you have, right?
All right. You got me there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Donzo. Had a buzz. Good morning.
Yeah. There's no way I'd let my dog eat off my fork.
No?
There's just no way. It's disgusting.
Yeah?
If I saw my girlfriend do that, I couldn't kiss her for probably a year.
Finally. Somebody talking my language. Where have you been my whole life? Thank
just
you.
Just the thought of a dog licking their own butt and then touching the fork.
Okay, so now the second part of this is if you're drinking a cup of coffee or whatever you're drinking out in the back deck and a fly flies in
like a fruit fly or something.
Yeah.
Not only do I get a new glass, but can't do it.
You're done, huh?
That's it. I even had that happen the other day, and I threw out the water and got a new glass and everything.
Good.
Well, at least you didn't throw out something that was valuable.
Yeah.
You know how expensive those double IPAs are these days.
Oh,
seriously. Well, thanks, man. Hi, the boss. Good morning. Thanks for holding. How are you?
Good morning.
Good
Scott.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
I absolutely let my dog eat off my fork.
Look at you being so bold about that. I absolutely.
Why not?
Oh my God! Absolutely. I would trust my dog before I trust most people.
I almost thought you were going to say your husband, but okay. Okay. What about the fruit fly in the drink? Do you spill out the drink or just scoop out the fruit fly?
Oh, no, I pitched the drink.
Yeah. See, that's weird. If you let your dog lick off, lick your fork, but a tiny little fruit fly in your ice cube.
Yeah, that, no. You don't know where that's been. I know where my dog is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.